My name is Andre Whitehead. For 15 years, I have grown the brand of Tennessee Prep Hoops. Now, with the assistance of Brent Watts, we bring to you Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. Well, hello, everybody. This is Andre Whitehead. Welcome back to Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. Beside me, my man Brent Watts. In front of me, the incomparable Seth Stokes. Brent, it's been a couple weeks with all the holiday stuff, man. We haven't been able to be on the air actually ourselves. We had, I think we played like the greatest hits and stuff like that. I didn't know we had any of those, but we went ahead and put something on and apologize to everybody that was following, but we're back in the studio now. We're going to get this thing back rolling, and my poor car, I think I put 2,500 miles on it in the last 2 weeks.
Well, that's part of covering basketball. It's tough to be in the studio when there's 6 million games going on to cover. True. Across the state.
And the way the holidays fell this year, well, on weekend and stuff, it was kind of goofy. And so we just Seth had to cover the Tennessee football game that last week, or we would have been him, so we're going to blame him for that last week.
And that tweet.
Yeah.
Kids, GPA matters on and off the court. GPA matters. So, glad UT won the bowl game, though.
They did. Okay, they looked pretty good, and they looked good last night and taking care of Florida, too.
And our good friend, it keeps coming back because he was the Florida killer, but somebody had to, the SEC Network had to flash that picture where the Florida fans had the picture of Dane Bradshaw's sister, who played basketball at Christian Brothers University in Tennessee, and they had a picture of Dane's sister.
I saw Dane on the SEC Network.
Because he's the Florida killer.
Well, good for him. That was they didn't need him last night. God, they were just – Florida's awful.
Yeah.
They're just awful.
Yeah.
You know, they're just awful. Well, my Hoosiers pulled one out Tuesday night, barely. Now lost James Blackman for the year. But it actually helps us defensively. So we're like out of 313 Division I teams – we've moved up defensively from like 311 to 298. So
well,
that helps.
Veteran coaches will tell you injuries are part of the game, but they always.
Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, I like with all the holiday tournaments, man, it was really cool though. I got to see a lot of teams in a lot of places, but yeah, it was definitely a little tedious on the driving.
Yeah.
You know, just had to kind of piece it together. Tried to go to, you know, there's so many tournaments these days that none of them are great. A lot of them are mediocre, but a lot of them, you know, you just go for one day and try to see everybody and then go to the next one. I did see some really good games. It started with that, I guess, the Monday before Christmas. I was in Gatlinburg, got to see Grace play, and they had a 10-point lead at the half, ended up losing by 20. They didn't play well at all. Just didn't, you know, just one of them games. Connor had a good game. He had 24. But they just didn't play well at all in that game. Then the Tuesday I went to Rossview in Clarksville. Now, that was fun.
Johnny Jackson.
Got to see about five games there. Got to see a really good game between Creekwood and Rossview.
Yes.
And Rossview kind of ran him out a little bit. It was a little bit surprising. Brad Allen, the new kid that just transferred from Greenbrier, was finally eligible for Rossview.
Yep.
He had 25. He's a Freed Hardeman signee.
Yep.
And there's our Freed Hardeman reference for the
Now,
day.
Please refer to them as the currently number three ranked Freed Hardeman. They did. They held at number three in the country in AI Division I.
And so he played really well that game. Best game I've ever seen that kid play. Ross Cummings had 24, I think. Coulter Dotson had 25. So it was a really good game. Then we had the Christmas holiday. So the Saturday after that, I went to Chattanooga for the Best of Preps. That was cool. McCauley outstanding, up winning that tournament. They beat Chattanooga Central by 20. I went the first day. So everybody was kind of playing their preliminary round game. So there was a lot of blowouts. Ryan Montgomery from Chattanooga Central put on a dunk show. He must have had about six or seven that game. But, of course, when they played McCauley, that kind of all went by the wayside. So that's one of the things that he's a good player, but he's going to have to, you know, get some, add a little more to his repertoire.
Yeah, dunking's exciting.
Dunking's great, but
it, At the elite level basketball, it's just the way guys finish.
Yeah.
It's just finishing
so
off.
So back to Nashville. I went to CPA on Monday. They had a really outstanding tournament there. The only two Tennessee teams were CPA and Whitehaven. But you had Mountain Brook from Alabama, University Lab from Louisiana, who was really good at a kid going to LSU, had another 6'6 kid. You know, they played CPA in the first game, and CPA was executing fantastic. They'd do that little back cut for a layup, and they'd go up for the layup, and that kid would just smack it off the glass. I mean, it was nothing, you know, CPA was executing fine, but they're just athletically, they just couldn't compete with that team. And so then the next went to Father Ryan the following day, which was a great tournament. Got to see Blackman and Cane Ridge. I was looking forward to that game. That was two undefeated teams at the time. And a really close game for three quarters. Blackman's depth kind of took over in the fourth quarter of that game. And Cedrianus Wilson was just fantastic at 25 points. Real good showing for Cane Ridge. Their depth, their lack of depth, is actually something that might cost them coming down the stretch a little bit, whereas Blackman plays 10 and the drop-off's not that much. And they're really looking good. Right now, they're the best team I've seen. You know, and preface that by saying that when the show stops, I'm heading towards Memphis for the Penny Hardaway Hoop Fest. And we'll go over in the second segment, we'll go over a little bit more about what teams are playing there. So at this point, Blackman's the best team I've seen. But that could change rapidly this weekend, as you're going to get to see five of the top 10 ranked teams in AAA play. So it's going to be an outstanding weekend. I'm looking forward to it big time. Then I came back to Maryville for their tournament, so I got to see Fulton and Maryville playing the championship game. And Joe Kimber had a big game. And that leads us into something that Brent wanted to focus on a little bit in this first segment, was talk a little bit about some of the top freshmen. Freshman watch, he's wanting to call it. So we'll try to go over, you know, a little bit of the underclassmen each week, and just kind of do a little.
There's so many.
It's a really good. The 2018 and 2019 classes in the state are outstanding, and I think there's going to be plenty of activity. Especially 18 has got some really good kids, but 19, you know, Brent likes to talk a lot about Trey Davis from Fulton.
Yes,
he had him on his fall league team.
Yes,
the kid's a starter. He's a leading scorer for Fulton.
And you remember when you called me and said he was on my team? And I was like,
yeah, you were like, oh,
fine,
great,
whatever.
A little freshman.
Right. And then after the first game,
you were like, I love this kid.
Yeah, I was like, I think I sent you an emoji or something, like one man can send another man an emoji. It's okay.
I'm not even sure. That sounds dirty.
When you put Trey Davis on my team.
A little bit.
I send him a smiley face. It's like
grown men aren't supposed to send each other emojis.
They're not supposed to.
Grown men aren't supposed to even say the word emoji.
You're supposed to
save
those for...
You save them for the ladies. Seth.
God, what is wrong with you? Seth.
What did the sun fry your brain in Tampa?
No, I wasn't there long enough for that to happen.
Jeez. And, of course, we got our road weary. He's delirious over here from driving too many miles. In a special scenario, like when you get Trey Davis added to your team.
No, Trey's great.
He played well.
Did not call for the word emoji to be, you know, inserted into this conversation.
We're back to the finals of the Renaissance Bank Classic at Maryville High School. Renaissance Bank?
Yeah, that
Sponsor?
Was
yeah,
very good. Very
my
good.
Roommate from Maryville, Chris Sigmund, Renaissance Bank.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I've heard of him. He's a Maryville College guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Trey played pretty well. Joe Kimber had a real good game. It was a close game for most of it, and then Fulton scored about 8 straight points on some – Maryville turnovers, and Trey had a good game. I think he ended up with 11 points. He had a few shots early. His strength is still an issue. He struggles a little bit against a stronger guard handling the ball, and he kind of has fallen in love with that jump shot and doesn't want to really do anything else. But he's a good little player. He's got a real good basketball IQ. Just got to learn how to just be a little more use off the dribble. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to go all the way to the bucket. Just a step in shoot. He's really shoots the ball well. So that's a kid I think that's once he gets a little stronger and continues to be coached by Joey Wright, I think he's going to be a kid that a lot of people are talking about. And then we talk about freshmen all over the state. The class is good, but in East Tennessee, you know, I'm looking at it as a resurgence because the other classes are not super strong. So I'm excited about the the kid Trent Stephanie from Bearden. And four or five of the Bearden youngsters.
Yeah.
I'm excited about. But Trent Stephanie, I think, is at the top of that list. He's a little guard that's got a really, really nice feel for the game. And then the two kids at Grace, you know, like I said, they struggled in that game in Gatlinburg in that tournament. They really, you know, they put a box and one on Gettlefinger. And I think that, you know, it kind of shook him. He had a real good first half. I think he scored like 12 in the first half. They put a box and one on him. And, you know, he didn't play as well in the second half, but that's understandable. You know, with a box and one, you're not supposed to. But the rest of the guys didn't step up really and play very well.
I hate gimmick junk defenses. Triangle and two, box
triangle
and one. I want to expound on that because as a high school coach, you're a teacher. You're teaching the game. When you go to something like a box and one, you're not teaching your kids a skill, which is man-to-man defense, which would translate
to any. Yeah, but
it worked. It did work in this situation. It did work in this situation, but it's still a gimmick. It's not something you can fall back on in the future.
Well, if you play against another team where you need to take one guy out.
Well, it's taking the head off the snake and CJ being the point guard for them, you know.
You know, they probably could have done some things maybe. I don't know. I think they just didn't play well. I mean, that's just, you know, bottom line, they just didn't play well.
They travel up to Gatlinburg. It's highly likely. Yeah,
They've struggled a little bit in the early, but only just, I mean, they played some really tough games, a really tough team. I think once they get into their district and region, they're going to be just fine. I think they got a date with Megs on Monday, which is a big district game. So Megs is one of the, we'll also in the second segment talk a little bit about the state rankings. We've got those. But, you know, some other kids in the area, freshmen to take a peek at, Berenice at Union County. Very good little player, Brady Neese's little brother.
That's what I was gonna say.
You got Ryan Bledsoe at Cherokee, he's a small guy, but really nice player. Just a quintessential point guard, can score a little bit. I like him, and you know that's probably the top players from this area. If you go to Chattanooga, you got Beyond Hendricks at Baylor, who's a starting guard. He's a really good player. Once he gets that shot down, I think he's going to be outstanding. Shannon Walker at Macaulay, who was really good this summer, but Macaulay is so deep that the kid, you know, hardly gets any varsity time. And going into Middle Tennessee, you got Francis Okoye, who's a 6'8 freshman at Lighthouse Christian, who's outstanding, plays on the We All Can Go team. And Keyshawn Davidson from Oakland, who's a point guard, a nephew of a kid we know very well named Corn Elder. And then as you move over into the Memphis area, you've got Chandler Lawson, who's one of the top five players in the country in that class. And then Joe Cooper and Bruce Guy from Houston, who I'll see tomorrow, actually, in the Penny Hardaway Hoop Fest. But I really like, you know, I'm really encouraged, I guess you could say, by the freshman class that we've got. So, you know, hopefully there'll be some other kids emerge and some new faces show in that freshman class. And, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, this is such a great time. It's not fun to miss a week with the show, but with the way the holidays felt, but there was so much action going on.
Yeah, it was tough.
I didn't get a chance to make it up with the Arby's. Chris and I had every intention because he's sponsored. I know the other sponsor, Jeff Shaw, was up there just loving it. And there was a great game up there. There was a great matchup.
There was a lot of great matchups.
Well, there were a lot of great matchups.
None of the Tennessee teams made it to the finals.
No, but
unfortunately.
But from a Tennessee perspective.
I think Crockett finished third, if I'm not mistaken. I believe they beat the team from Maryland in the third and fourth place game. And Patrick Good had 46 in that game, which is his
his
career high.
Well, he's receiving offers left and right now.
Starting to get, you know, starting to pick up a little bit more for him.
Yeah.
But the game I think you're referencing to is the game with Oak Ridge.
Yeah.
In the second round where Crockett pulled it out. Pat had 24 in that game. And I don't know if you looked at the paper yesterday, but Tuesday night, Oak Ridge about took it on the chin again.
Yeah,
from
they
Carnes.
Did.
And I think that's probably just a little bit of a letdown from the
a holiday effect,
you know, and then playing a local, you know, team that they, you know,
they had a very busy holiday schedule as well.
They did. They played a lot of games, and I know that can wear on you physically and mentally. But when you're a team like Oak Ridge, everybody's out gunning for you.
Yeah.
So that's probably Aaron's biggest obstacle right now is to, you know, keep that team focused, because talent-wise, nobody around here should even come within 20 points of them.
No, but everybody.
But everybody will give you their best game. They're going to just – they're going to scheme it. They're going to – and Carnes has actually been playing really well. Proudly Henson and his group, you know, they had him, you know, right down to the wire. Just went right down to the wire, and just the athleticism kind of won out in the end. But, you know, and we'll see. Oak Ridge takes on Saturday. They're coming to the Penny Hardaway Hoop Fest.
Like I
said, they're playing Cordova.
That's a well-traveled team.
And that's a team with Jalen Dupree, who's going to Murray State. And then the number one and the number two, well, two of the top three class of 2018 players at Cordova, Tyler Harris, 5'9 guard, who, if you like basketball and you see Tyler Harris, you will be a Tyler Harris fan. He's phenomenal. He's just, he's one of them little guys that you root for, and I mean, he'll cut your throat out to win, no question. And then Roderick Brown, who's a 6'6", just jacked up wing who is just learning how to play basketball, but he's so aggressive and tough that I'm really looking forward to that game, because if the Oak Ridge kids come in there with the mentality they came in there against Carnes, they're getting run out of the gym. The venue – that they know they're up in Memphis. This is really good for them from a state tournament perspective, because they're going to get, you know, a good team that they're going to play in. Oak Ridge has enough talent to play with Cordova, no question.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt. They have enough talent, but we'll just see what kind of mentality they have. Right. I'm real interested in this game.
It would have been
probably
easy
more
for
so
them
than any game in this tournament. I am really looking to just, I want to see how Oak Ridge mentally comes into this game, because mentally, if they don't come into this game sharp mentally, because them kids are killers.
Yeah.
Cordova kids are killers. They're all Memphis kids. There's going to be no let up. They're not going to care where they come from. They're not going to care who T. Higgins is. They're not going to care about all that stuff, because, I mean, they've got kids just as good as T. Higgins. So.
Well, it's a difference in the mentality of, in this area, you don't see a lot of those highly rated major college athletes. And like, oh, there he is. He's a this. Over there in the Memphis area, they just look at it as, you're about to be a trophy on my belt, because
exactly.
I'm about to work
I want to play.
I want you.
That guy.
I'm going to work you.
Yep. That's the difference.
I'm putting you as a notch on my
so
belt.
So that's, I mean, it'd be great for Oak Ridge and East Tennessee for them to have a strong showing in that game. And I hope they come in. If they come in with the right mentality, no question they can play with
them. Well, it'd be easy, and no disrespect to Coach Henson and Carnes, but when you're going for playing at the Arby's and then you're getting ready to go to Penny Hardaway's tournament and you got a game against Carnes in between, it would be easy to overlook that. They still pulled it out. That could be a sign of a good team, that you do pull out those tough ones, because you're going to have mental ups and downs because you're
and
playing
everybody's
with teenagers.
Giving you the best shot, too.
Everybody is, and Coach Henson is a good coach, and I know he had his team ready.
Well, we mentioned the Trent Stephanie from Bearden. And I know you wanted to talk, being Beard, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about the elephant in the room.
Well, it's the elephant in the newspapers. And it more goes back to just all-around respect. And the first thing that I want to say is, you know,
I'm biased in this situation, and I'm just going to tell you that right off the bat, because I am a huge Blevins fan. He's a good guy. He's a good friend. He's a great coach. I understand, you know, sometimes I don't even know how to articulate it properly. We grew up with that kind of coach, and it doesn't. And I think that's just, you know, the difference nowadays is the difference in the parents and the players, and nothing that was listed or nothing that was anything to make me think, well, why would they, you know, suspend this guy? I don't understand.
Well,
it just doesn't make any sense to me, and I'm sorry.
And
that's the stance I'm taking, and I don't care. I'm on Coach Blevins' side no matter what.
Well, I got two messages. One to the kids. The reason that Coach Blevins is such a good role model is obviously
– I don't mean to interrupt you, but, you know, we had Ty Green on the show, and you remember all the stuff he said?
Yeah.
We had Rico on the show.
Well,
They would not be where they are, and they told us this. Without Coach Blevins.
I've talked to numerous guys from when he first got there in 1995 or whenever that have played for him at the high school level. Number one, the reason he's a role model, let's just say he stopped coaching today. Let's just say he stopped coaching. He said, you know what, I'm done. You know what he goes to being?
A legend.
The best history teacher. Is it the state? It's at least East Tennessee, and maybe it's the state. Raining. He's well balanced. He goes hard at everything he does. He gives his best in the classroom and on the court. He's a true educator of both history and basketball. And I do know, and when guys, when you play against him, from a guy that played against him back when it was a rivalry, because Farragut had a chance to win and won.
You believe that, Seth? Did you hear that?
They did. And
this is what they call ancient history.
It is. Yeah. This is the mid-90s. But you knew
they still have peach baskets.
You were gonna have to extend to the max of your potential. And it's the same thing talking to the guys that I know that played.
You know,
for
and
us.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with the kids?
What's wrong with being
everything
stretched?
What's wrong with being challenged? What's wrong with being, you know, oh, wow, you got yelled at. Well, I'm sorry. You know, it's the real world. When you take a job and you mess up, they're going to yell at you too. I don't understand. I mean, I'm sorry. There's nothing you can tell me.
It doesn't
translate
into corporate America because he cares about the kids. So that's where it's not a monetary situation. But also, if you're a parent, and this is coming from a parent with kids that are expressing interest in all kinds of sports, but one of the reasons you put them into sports is to watch and see how they deal with adversity. And when you're the parent that you see your child get challenged and you immediately step in, you're shortchanging your child, because I guarantee 100 times out of 100, your kid is stronger than you are giving them credit for. Kids are resilient. Kids are intelligent. Let them learn. Let them grow. They're in a great situation. So don't shortchange the kids. Blevins is a well-rounded role model for these kids, and he's going to come back with a vengeance. Watch the run Bearden makes.
Yeah, I agree. Watch the run Bearden makes. That's all we need to say. So we're going to bring this segment to a close. Pretty good segment there. I'm glad to be back on the air. I'm going to go ahead and close this one out for a second. We'll be back here shortly after the break. And this is Andre Whitehead with, I forgot to call letters, Seth.
It's Andre Whitehead. It's Brent Watts. It's Sports Radio
1180.
Sports Radio 1180. The
VLZ.
It's been so long, man. I'm sorry.
Seth Stokes' house.
Join us for an in-depth discussion of the penetrating issues facing society today.
Penetrating.
The Swain Event, the fourth quarter. Rocky Top Insider Radio, The Dave Hooker Show, and more. Sports talk around the clock. Sun up to sundown and online all the time. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I was on a way from Kandahar to Klot, hit an IED that just took the truck and threw it up in the air and slammed it on the ground. I knew at first that I got hurt pretty bad because I couldn't move my legs. I sat home alone for months. And I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. I was hesitant at first, you know, because I didn't work for a good year. I want to be a productive person. I don't want to be a drain on society. I want to be a positive thing in society. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Helping veterans like Eric is what we've done for over 65 years. Paralyzed Veterans of America, paving access for veterans' employment through Operation PAVE. For more information, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you? Have you ever wanted to see more of the Avengers, X-Men, or Walking Dead, or learn more about the Arrow or the Flash? Or maybe you're looking for a great way to get your child into reading without having to spend a lot of money? Then check out Snake Eyes Comics. Snake Eyes Comics has been Knoxville's top spot for all your comic and nerd needs. With two convenient locations in the Home Depot Shopping Center in West Knoxville and off the Callahan Road exit in North Knoxville, Snake Eyes Comics has something for everyone. Find us on Facebook and stop in today.
People wanted to keep up with and talk about their favorite sports teams, so we took care of it.
What'd you do?
All the latest info, all the best talk, here on the Sports Station.
The Vols, Titans, and more. Sound off. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, at sportsradiothevlz.net.
Okay, we are back. This is Andre Whitehead and Brent Watts, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. And on the phone with us right now, very excited, Dr. Bill Kelly from our Kelly Chiropractic interview segment. We have the real guy here. Dr. Kelly, 39 years experience. You can find his place down there at 6911 Kingston Pike in between the, I believe it's in between a pizza place and a Zaxby's. So he's the right alternative there if you head that direction. So how you doing, Dr. Kelly? How's everything?
I'm doing great, Andre. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you, sir. And we're going to focus this segment on, you know, a lot of people may not understand the benefits of chiropractic as far as we're pertaining to athletes and the different nuances of the, you know, of stimulation and getting them, you know, rejuvenated and things like that. So we'd probably like you to maybe start in that direction as to how important it is to get that you know, to get everything aligned and then to work on the different types of therapies and things like that that you have.
Well, it's you know, obvious that the spinal column houses the central nervous system, and without the nervous system getting all the energy to the different areas of the body, and by the way, they don't only include the muscles of locomotion, et cetera, but they also go to the internal organs as well, and that's important when you're talking about rehab. If your pancreas, liver, all those other kinds of organs are not doing their job due to nerve interference, they can't get sugar where it needs to be. They can't repair the tissues like they need to. So in addition to working with the individual muscles, what I need to probably remind people is I'm an applied kinesiologist, which means that I do muscle studies and have to balance muscles. That's a lot of times when you have the children or the kids have sprains and strains is because things are out of balance that way. And so by doing an examination, which doesn't take very long, muscle testing the hamstrings or the quads, you know, triceps, biceps, and if they're not balanced, eventually you're going to have problems.
Yeah, it really is a pleasure to have you on the show. I think one thing that we haven't addressed yet is what you did before chiropractic is you were a professional baseball player. And so, yes, you were. Don't be modest, but yeah. And so, having somebody that's a former professional athlete that now has been working with athletes, you've had a lot of success working with different athletes from some time at UT, et cetera. But really, as we focus towards the high school athlete and the period that they're at, where they could see a lot of potential issues that would just require rest to heal and. Right now, they just don't have time to rest. So some of the things, what are some of the things that they can do to minimize some of these common nagging injuries from occurring right now?
Well, you know, I made a very good point about, you know, not getting much sleep. But if you'll remember, Coach Jones for the football team actually had hired someone to teach his football players how to get the maximum out of their sleep. And I think that's very important. I mean, obviously, it's not just about the length of time. It's how deep a sleep that you can have. And I know that might sound, you know, a little funny or whatever, but it's true. There are different ways that you can let things go, and these guys are learning it, and I think that becomes a very important part. But once you've started to notice different aches and pains, there are simple things. Foam rollers are extremely helpful to work out the muscles, the lactic acid, the pyruvic acid, things that are byproducts of working the muscles, so that when they get out, it's like when you get a massage, you feel like a limp noodle, but believe me, then you get energized after a little bit because you've gotten out all these toxins out of the system, out of the muscles, and then the body heals really quickly. Obviously, stretching, yoga is very important, not that you have to go become a a yoga master or anything, but good general stretching helps to do that, get those toxins out of the system as well. Ice baths, not that you have to get in your whole body, of course, but ice tends to help to cool the system off, again, rejuvenate the body, get blood into the system, and that's what you heal with is blood. We also talk about keeping up some of your modified weight training. You don't have to go crazy. A couple of times a week, you certainly wouldn't want to give up something that got you as strong as you were just because the season starts. You just don't do it as much. You have to work smarter, not harder. Another thing I guess we talked about is hydration. Now, I want to bring this up because the trainer at UT, Garrett Maidenhall, Maidenmoord, that's what it is. He, in his comments about training methods, reminded people that drinking and hydration, while important to get enough, and enough generally is about 1 ounce every 2 to 3 pounds, needs to be alkaline water, not water that you get out of the tap. It's important that the acidity level of the body is very pH. The pH is 7.34, and you need to take stuff that's like 8 and 9 because everybody else has lower, like 6.6. Don't want to get too caught up in the scientific aspect of it, but by the same token, that's why I'm here, is to give you guys helpful hints about how to maximize your intake. And by the way, that getting fluids into the system does not mean Cokes and carbonated drinks and tea and something else that's sweet, okay?
There goes my next question.
Oh, killing me, Doc.
Diet Coke?
No. Hey, but fortunately, we're not high school basketball players.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
That's...
Yeah, well, that's why we're
that type of, excuse the water you're talking about. Now, you said not general tap water or anything. I mean, what, can you explain to me what?
Yeah, where would a high school athlete grab something like that?
Is that something that's something you buy off the shelf or something you have to make?
I actually do have a machine that I make it in my office just because I sell and give it away all the time, and you can make it any pH you want. If you wanted to use it for cleaning, you could put a pH of 2.5, you know, or something like that. But for hydrating people, which I do pH in the lingual pH, which tells me, you know, something about the body's chemistry. And almost everybody is too acidic. They're like 5 and 6, and they, like I said, they need to be 7.34. And so you can get it at the store. I think Kroger's has that, the health food stores, but we're talking like $4 a gallon for this stuff. It's really cheap, and it's very, very helpful.
Yeah, one thing I think I've seen you drink, is Fiji water pH balanced?
Not really.
Okay.
Okay. And let me say this, too. I know that you need certain, you know, minerals and things to kind of rehydrate that way, but almost all of those drinks that Propel, et cetera, and I don't mean to call that out, if you do the pH, they're like 2 and 3. Now, they do have minerals and other kinds of things that help you get back, but they should be minimized. Once you get that back into the system initially, then go to the pH water of, you know, 8 and 9. I sell it at 9.5 because after making it, it tends to lose a little bit of that because it is artificial at that point. I don't think any natural water that's that high. The most natural I see is like 7.8. That's like Icelandic, or again, I don't mean to drop names, but if you go to the store and you look for the different ones, that's what you look for, the pH. The higher the pH, the better it's going to be for you.
Awesome. Well, let me throw a scenario at you. So we go through and we do the things to minimize some of these nagging injuries from occurring. Let's just say that that I get some tendonitis. I get some jumper's knee. What are some things that if I wanted to come to you to your practice, what are some things that you would do at your office to help me alleviate the pain and get back to maximum performance on the court?
Okay, I do a lot of that because, as I said, I worked with the UT for 20 years. I've been to all the NCAA track and field championships working with runners. So obviously they had a lot of these same kind of problems. What it usually happens is in basketball, because you're jumping and jerking, moving around quickly, you get a lot of things, that is joints, ligaments, that get stretched beyond what they normally have. Then they, you kind of wear it off because you got adrenaline going. Well, that what happens is that the joints tend to get off track just a little bit. And then the tendons, which you mentioned, they hold the bones, the muscles to the bone. And so they come under stress. So what you would do in my office, I would muscle test to see which muscles are not balanced. And again, since muscles cross joints, very important that you get that joint back into alignment so there isn't any stress on the tendons. Obviously, when you do, you want to ice it down. But I promise you, if you'll, and good vitamins and minerals are all very helpful that way as well. But when you balance the joint, which is what we do, it's not just the spine. I've adjust feet and ankles and hips and everything all over the place. And once they get that aligned, the body heals so much quicker. And then by doing the other things like an ice bath or just over at one of those ice cones that they have, doing a little bit of stretching on your own, and just trying to stay on top of that situation, you would heal much, much quicker.
Yeah, that's a point that I wanted to bring up. If you look at every major sports program at the professional level, every team has a chiropractor, and especially elite athletes may have their own on top of that they prefer to work with. Colleges have chiropractors. If you're a high school basketball team, especially if you're a high school basketball coach, I've been treated by you for some things as I've tried to stretch this whatever basketball deal that I do is over a period of way too much time. Yeah, well, I know that's the obvious answer, but I live in denial. But there are, and I want people to get outside of the thought that a chiropractor is just there to crack your back. You've got a lot of great solutions and a lot of great ideas. And for these high school players and these high school athletes across the board, you've got a lot of answers that can help them compete at their best every day. And so
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, for the high school coaches, especially in this area, I know you're located in the Beard and Paper Mill area.
But, you're trying to figure out
how
do we get that, what you just told us, to the coaches, to the parents, to the athletic trainers of the various high schools and middle schools to educate them that, you know, what you are is, you know, like you said, like Brent said, it's more than just cracking people's backs. It's very, very intricate and very detailed.
It's a phenomenal resource
it's really
for an
great.
Athlete.
Well, I'm not sure how, you know, reputationally, I mean, I've obviously kept busy. I'm not sure, you know, why it hasn't been even more widespread. As I said, I worked with UT since 1979 and, you know, had certainly a number of articles about me. Again, I'm not blowing any smoke. It's just that I guess that was, a while back, and it's just word of mouth at this particular point in time. And I will add to, in addition to what personally I do with muscle testing and redoing the different circuits in the system, you know, I have lasers that nobody else has around town for these kind of injuries, and they heal tremendously faster. But as you guys said, the colleges and the pros, they all have this equipment, except not around here. I don't see many things around here at all. I have pulsed electromagnetic frequency generators, things that are similar to MRIs. I mean, an MRI is a diagnostic thing, and the pulsed electromagnetic frequency generator is something that helps to heal where the MRI shows the problem up. So it's a really, you know, this is the latest in technology, if you will. And believe me, I wish that I had more of the kids. I have a decent number. Like I said, it's like an underground situation out there. And I'd love to get more people, more of the kids, because I played high school baseball and basketball. And I would love to have had somebody making sure that every week I was cranked up to my maximum and not going in, you know, limp with just a little nagging this or nagging that. You can't be at your full, you know, potential.
Yeah. Well, Doc, I'll attest, I think you're a phenomenal resource for any basketball player or athlete out there. One of the things we do, we will be, as we tweet out the show, and get the show on air. We will be tweeting out your office phone number as well and passing it along to a lot of the coaches in this area. Want to say, you know, number one, thanks, in general, thanks for being a part of the show, and thanks for bringing this knowledge and this information to our listeners, both parents and players, and in this case, we really want to emphasize that coaches look to you as a resource.
I agree. Well, I think it's something that we need to maybe even now that I'm kind of a little more you know, in tune to what goes on there, man. I'm just really impressed. It's just I never realized that there was that much more to what you do as far as from an everyday standpoint. And I think that's I'm hoping that we find a way, maybe with some literature or like we said, with tweeting out and, you know, getting more people and more getting it in front of more eyes, that we you know, give the kids another, you know, the opportunity to you know, to be at their best every game.
Well, that's the ultimate goal. And, you know, you can remind people that it doesn't cost anything for consultation. If they don't like the approach, there's no cost to them, you know, to find out what we do. And I'd be more than happy to go to any school to talk to, you know, classes or to the athletic directors or the coaches involved. I'm very available. And I do feel like that education, I always say knowledge frees you from fear. These people don't have the knowledge, therefore I'm not sure they're afraid to send them over there, you know. Well, you know, then they get a firsthand experience and we go from there, and most people are pretty well pleased with what we do.
I agree. I think it'll be, and that's something that Brent and I will make a point of being more proactive and trying to.
I do want to bring up one thing. Doc, didn't your daughter, didn't she play college basketball?
Yes, she did. She didn't play high school, didn't like the coach, whatever, how that happens. But she went out and became the second leading scorer in college after not having played for 4 years. So she had some pretty good ability. I hope it's because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, I am the small. I had to bring that up because I'm the small college guru. But hey, Doc, we gotta cut this one off here. We'll have you back in a few weeks. Definitely, thanks for being on here.
And thank you so much. It was really enjoyed meeting you. And like I said, me and Brent will do a much better job in being proactive and getting that name out there even more than it already is, and maybe getting some new, you know, some new clients and stuff like that. So thank you so much, Dr. Kelly. We really appreciate your time. And we're going to go ahead and bring this segment to a close. This is Andre Whitehead with Brent Watts, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180Z, BLZ.
People wanted to keep up with and talk about their favorite sports teams, so we took care of it.
What'd you do?
All the latest info, all the best talk, here on the Sports Station.
The Vols, Titans, and more. Sound off. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, at sportsradiothevlz.net.
Have you ever wanted to see more of the Avengers, X-Men, or Walking Dead, or learn more about the Arrow or the Flash? Or maybe you're looking for a great way to get your child into reading without having to spend a lot of money? Then check out Snake Eyes Comics. Snake Eyes Comics has been Knoxville's top spot for all your comic and nerd needs. With two convenient locations in the Home Depot Shopping Center in West Knoxville and off the Callahan Road exit in North Knoxville, Snake Eyes Comics has something for everyone. Find us on Facebook and stop in today. This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
Join us for an in-depth discussion of the penetrating issues facing society today.
Penetrating.
The Swain Event, the fourth quarter, Rocky Top Insider Radio, The Dave Hooker Show, and more. Sports talk around the clock, sun up to sundown, and online all the time. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
All right, great interview there with Bill Kelly in our Kelly Chiropractic interview segment. A lot of good information there. And I just want to make a quick Want everybody to check out tnpreppoops.com, which is the website that the show is based on. Yesterday, I put up the scoring leaders and a big, huge list of all the tournaments that some that I covered, a lot that I kept track of, about 20, 25 different Christmas tournaments with their results. And so I think you'll find that to be a whole lot of good information, Brent. And as we were talking, Brent, in the last segment, you wanted to elaborate just a little bit more on some things, you know, some general things like respect and
just
things like that. Like, and we were talking about just like one of the things we were talking about, and I mentioned to you, and you, it really was something that you thought. I mean, I could just tell on your face how when after John Fulkerson committed to Tennessee, I sent him a text and you know, said, you know, congratulations. He sent me, or no, he sent me a text after going to watch him at the Adidas Invitational Tournament at the beginning of July. I watched him play every game. They played seven games. I watched him play every one. On my way home, I get a text from him thanking me for coming to watch his games.
And that's my point.
And that's
point
the kind of stuff. I mean, let me tell you, I've been doing this for 15 years. I can count on one hand the amount of kids that have done something like that. And, I mean, that means a lot to me, man. I mean, just, you know, I'm not expecting everybody to – you know, take off, but just that the kid took time and who obviously had to ask somebody for my number because he didn't ask me. So I just thought that was really cool. And it's, you know, it's the kind of stuff that, you know, maybe ties in with what we were talking about with the Bearden situation.
It just ties in to keeping it in perspective that you use the game, don't get used by the game. You have a finite amount of time. A lot of kids play in high school, so you got 4 years. Some kids play in college. You got another 4 years. And just in general, no one plays after college. You know, okay, a couple do, but really no one does. You know, so use the game. Use the game to
get your education.
To battle adversity, to overcome.
Make contacts.
And make contacts and achieve things that you didn't think you could. All of a sudden, oh, maybe I could win that championship.
I mean, look,
or maybe
Alan Holt. What about Alan Holt? I mean, what a great example. Alan,
that's a shameless ratings plug.
Yeah, but I mean, what a great – I mean, Alan used, you know, was a role player at Bryan, ended up starting.
Yeah.
Did his thing, knew his role, played his role to a T, and what – and he's parlayed it into a coaching career.
Yeah, everybody likes Alan Holt. Yeah, you know? It just don't – the only undefeated guy in the game is Father Time. The game is going to end for you, so learn, take what you can, but don't think that – don't get caught up in the moment and act inappropriate because you feel you just did something or you're not getting something that you're entitled to. It's a process.
Yeah,
it's not.
Nobody's entitled to anything. So.
Yeah. And I want to go back and really hit that these guys that are a prime example. I'm going to go back to Blevins. Great coach. Better teacher. John Jenkins. Great basketball player, 4.0 student. Ty Green, good basketball player, better person. Dane Bradshaw, well, he played basketball, but he's a great person. No, Dane was a phenomenal player at the university. Lee Humphrey. NCAA record holder, most threes made. In the NCAA tournament by one player, I think it's – and he broke it by four or five. I think it's up at like 47 threes made. The old record was 43. Better person. Those are the role models.
Gerald Robinson.
Gerald Robinson. When Gerald Robinson walks into the gym like, hey, man, you ready to play? I do this for a living. Of course I'm ready. I mean, these are the real basketball players. Yeah. These are the lessons that you want to learn. Not seeing the – some of the negatives that you see out there, the guys that my grades aren't important because I just play basketball or like the, you know, it's still from football, but GPA doesn't matter. It doesn't help you on the field. You're only on the field. You're only on the court for X amount of minutes. You can break it down into minutes if you want. You got the rest of your life and these schools, you're going to school. You're playing basketball for a school your entire career. Unless you're the one in a million that actually plays professionally. And it's literally something like one in a million. And just focus and be well-rounded and put everything into perspective. Yeah, so
great life lessons. Hopefully, hopefully people will listen. Well, let's transition out of that and go and let's talk a little bit about the where I'm going when I leave here, the Penny Hardaway Hoop Fest.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite events that I go to every year. I'm really excited about it. Hey. You got the schedule is, it's Brent, it's loaded, man.
Well, look at what Penny, look at what Penny's doing for his hometown and the kids in his hometown.
I mean, it's just, you just cannot believe the teams that are, I mean, you've got on Saturday at Arlington, you know, you got CPA will be there. Cordova plays Oak Ridge. Houston plays Whitney Young out of Illinois. Arlington Bolton with Jalen Fisher plays Hamilton Heights out of Chattanooga. Then Arlington plays Oldsmar Christian, who's ranked number 6 in the country. Memphis East, who's ranked the number 1 team in AAA in the state, but they're nationally ranked. They play Bentonville, Arkansas, who's number 10 in the country, with Malik Monk, who just signed with Kentucky.
Is there any money in Bentonville, Arkansas?
I think that's where that... What's that place called, Seth?
Do they have some money there? They got a...
store. It's a store.
Walmart? The center of the universe?
Walmart.
And by the way, you were specifically violating a rule of the show. Isn't it the Butch McRae tournament this weekend?
Butch McRae? Oh, yeah, that's right. It is Butch McRae.
Didn't even realize he was breaking the rules.
But that's another, you know what, the guys we were talking about, throw Penny Hardaway in there.
Yep, so that's what I'm just
because I said, I'm telling you, I've never seen a guy that played at the level that he played, that had the stardom that he had, and basically has
still
the
has
city
his
of Memphis
shoes.
In the palm of his hands.
Still has his shoes.
And is the nicest, most humble guy. I mean, I sat with him in the last 3 years of this tournament, and I've watched him sign every autograph, take every picture, never turn anybody down. He is just, he's a phenomenal human being.
And
just,
you don't, in the basketball community, especially somebody my age, et cetera, younger, older, it's one word. It's Penny.
Oh,
it's
so
all
good.
You have to say.
And that's the thing. The kids right now probably don't realize how good he was.
He
there was,
a
3 or 4 year run in the
business.
NBA where he was one of the top three players.
Dunking
in the
NBA. On, when he dunks on Patrick
you
Ewing.
Know, he had some injuries
so
that
kind of
kept him out, but, you know, and actually on Friday night at Lausanne, you got Memphis Southwind against Hamilton Heights. You got Lausanne against Chicago Simeon, who's also nationally ranked. And then Germantown, who's the number 2-3 team in the state, and Oldsmar Christian. So
Simeon's got some alums.
This, that Rose guy. Derek Rose, that guy's pretty
now, maybe
good.
You
Jabari
remember, but
Parker.
You go back to the city of Memphis and Penny real quick. When he played at Memphis State, that was when... I don't remember it clearly, but the way that it's translated over time is they built the pyramid for him to play in Memphis. And it's now a Bass Pro Shop, but at the time it was this big glass pyramid arena.
Oh, yeah.
And it was,
you see it when you...
Oh, it was awesome. And it was, in my mind, it was literally just for him.
And interestingly enough, the teams, like the state, we're looking at the state rankings, and I got a whole other thing with the state rankings, which they used to let me vote in the state rankings, which I've always thought, why would they not let me vote? Because I'm the only person that gets to see the teams from the west to the east. And, you know, it's mostly done by newspaper people, and obviously the people in East Tennessee, they know the East Tennessee guys, but they don't know anybody out in the west in the middle. So I've always wondered how they put the rankings together, but since I'm not affiliated with a newspaper, I was not allowed to vote anymore, so... I kind of just giggle at the list sometimes, but four of the top 10 in AAA going to be at the Hoop Fest this weekend. And then right now it's Memphis East at number 1, Blackman, who right now I think is the best team in the state, but of course that may change after this weekend after seeing some of these teams. Then Germantown, who we mentioned a minute ago, Oak Ridge at number 4, Crockett at number 5. How do you beat a team and finish behind them in the state rankings? I don't know. But Station Camp, who's 16-0, should be ahead of most of these teams. White County, who's also undefeated. Independence. Oakland, who's undefeated. And then Cordova, who will also be in the Hoop Fest. So, and then in AA, the number 1 team in the state is Fulton.
Yeah.
And they're 13-0. You know, hard that's, to you can't argue with them. They're
that's Jody
they're
Wright.
Solid. They're solid and
Jody Wright.
And AA is not super strong this year. And in the Memphis area, Jackson Southside's number 2, Cascade is number 3. They're undefeated. Ripley, East Nashville, Upperman, Martin Westview, Obion County, Chattanooga Central, and then Maplewood. And I see CPA is left out of there, and they have about 6 or 7 losses, but I'm telling you right now, CPA will be in the equation.
It's still early
at the end when the one district tournament District play has started this week. They already went. They've already went Tuesday night and got their first district win. So, and then in single A, the number one team, Clay County, actually went down last night, or Tuesday night. So that's going to change things up. Halls, and this is the Halls from out in West Tennessee. They're number two. Huntland, Memphis Mitchell's number four. You know, they're going to be in the mix. Union City, Clark Range, Meigs County, Middleton, North Greene, and Jackson County to finish out Class A. And then the Division II, which Christian Brothers. Christian Brothers 17-0 right now, and they beat Brentwood Academy in the finals of a tournament in Florida. So I think they go all the way from, you know, all the way to Florida to play a team that's basically in their district. And BA, Brentwood Academy number two, Macaulay's three, Ensworth four, Briarcrest, Pope John Paul, then Father Ryan, who Blackman beat Father Ryan like 92-47 in the championship game of that tournament. Yeah. So, and then you have University School of Jackson, Webb, and St. George close out the Division II state ranking. So I think you're going to see some, you know, I think you're going to see what district play has started now. So I think in the next few weeks you're going to see some real movement in the state rankings as far as some of these teams that are up high now who didn't really play in some Christmas tournaments or didn't go out and venture and play teams from out of state like Creekwood and CPA and some of them did, and then they're sporting, you know, undefeated records. I think they're going to get theirs when the district play starts.
Well, I got a little update, just a touch here on small college, sticking with a Memphis theme.
Cool.
Maryville College went to the Rhodes Tournament and won the Rhodes Tournament. Beat
awesome.
Aurora College out of Aurora, Illinois, and then McMurray.
Aurora?
Aurora, Illinois.
Who's from there, Seth?
Good question.
Party on, Wayne.
Do you ever watch a movie?
Oh, that's right. Wayne's World.
Yeah, there you go.
You're gonna have to punish yourself after the show.
I will. I'll deal with myself.
And then
call yourself Brent.
Coming back after Christmas, after that, Rhodes and Coach DeGeorge upset the number three team in the country, Amherst College, one of the little Ivies.
Is that from Massachusetts?
Amherst. Yeah, I think it's in Mass.
Okay.
I don't
cool.
know. It's a school I could never even think of attending. So
their academics are that good.
They're one of the largest endowments in the country. Yeah, it's a
wow.
very prestigious school. But they lost in basketball to the Rhodes Lynx. So
good for them.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And you mentioned earlier the Freed Hardeman number three.
Yep.
In the NAIA Division I poll. Good for them.
LMU had like a 10-game win streak.
I think I saw in the they're like 17th.
Yeah,
or
they're in the top. King
wasn't listed.
No, they weren't. They took one onto the chin to UVA Wise, who then turned around and lost to a Division III team in Maryville's conference. So
wow.
that's,
that's basketball.
That's basketball because I could never see my beloved Fighting Scots playing within 30 points of King University. But matchup to matchup, that's why we love these tournaments. So, yeah, man, just a ton of action. So,
man, Devin Schmidt still tearing
it up. Oh, I'm so glad.
I have to mention Devin Schmidt. I can't go a show.
Dude, I was texting his stats like before Christmas. It's like
30, it's insane.
33, 34 points a game, 6 rebounds, 5 assists,
it's
4
amazing.
Steals. The only chink in the armor, literally, because the shooting percentage is really high. The minutes are through the roof. He is shy of averaging 1 block a game.
You better get in the gym.
Devin, if there's a weakness in your game, it's shot blocking.
Block a shot. Right? You're a guard, but block a shot anyway.
That's crazy. His numbers are by far – I can't think of anybody that's been that dominant.
He's amazing.
At the collegiate level. I mean, I'm trying to think, but just
you know,
the 33 points a game with his shooting percentage, which is near 50%, is just – and he's handling the ball.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal player.
Yeah, he's getting the assists. He's just so it's wow.
Well, that's amazing. But it's good to it's just good to see guys, some of the local guys, being all out there. And all right, now it's time for the John Bailey Company Player of the Week, and I think this was an easy decision on our part. We went with senior guard Cedrianus Wilson from Blackman High School. Had a 30-point game in one of the earlier tournaments, 25-point game in the game against Cane Ridge. They won both tournaments
yep.
and sitting at number two in the state rankings right now. He's a low Division I player. Coaches, if you're listening, you really need to get on him. He's a good kid, a disciplined kid, extremely well coached. So Cedrianus Wilson from Blackman is our John Bailey Company Player of the Week.
Now let's go on with our Darren Poppin Mortgage Investors Coach of the Week.
And we went with John Shulman, the former Chattanooga coach, now the head coach of Macaulay. They ended up having a really good Christmas time, winning the Best of Preps tournament in Chattanooga by 20 over Chattanooga Central. I think they're a team to watch for the rest of the season in Division II. They're loaded. He plays about 15 kids. They rotate in and out.
He's got a system.
He's got a
machine.
Nice little system going. They got a real at the beginning of February. They'll be playing Oak Hill. That's coming up there to play in a Macaulay tournament. So we're really excited about that. But our Darren Poppin Mortgage Investors Group Coach of the Week, John Shulman from Macaulay,
and a shout out to his assistant, the Cobra.
The Cobra, Jonathan Adams. You got to love him.
Yep.
All right. Well, this is we're gonna go ahead and. Glad to be back on the air, Seth. It's been it seems like it's been forever, but we're really glad to be back and everything. And we're gonna go ahead and bring this show to an end. Brent, Seth, this is Andre Whitehead for Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180 The VLZ.